quick.
Yo. Ah.
My shoes are in the face.
Yeah. What the?
Ik denk dat we gewoon lang moeten beginnen.
Ja. Yeah.
Maar wat voor zin zo?
Ja, well, that's just sad.
Oké.
Okay. I've made a presentation. But I'll open it on the smartboard. So we can all see it. So it's in the project documents, because that's what we can find here. Very nice. Well, this is called the kickoff meeting. So I'm the grant manager, so I have to fill it in. We have a nice agenda. We'll do the opening, and then we'll meet each other. But we'll already do it, so that's not very much trouble. I'll show you the tools we have here, so we can all use them. Then we'll look at the project plan from Real Reaction. We'll discuss about our first ideas about the project, and then we'll close the meeting, and then we can individually do our things, and then we'll get back here. So, this is the opening. We'll design a new television remote control. You've heard that already, I think. So, we want to be original. So a nice new design. Trendy. It's also for young people. We have to just make it modern. And friendly, so size does matter. And well, it has to be have the right buttons in the right place, and those kind of things. Well, there happen to be three stages. We go into the functional, conceptual, and detailed design. So every time we'll do some individual work, get a meeting, talk about it, and then go into the next phase. That's just it. We have these two smart boards. Well, as I just showed, there's a project management folder, a project document folder on the desktop. It just works exactly the same as a computer. You just click on the folder and you open everything you put in it with your laptop. So you can make Word, Excel, everything. And the rest also works the same, so when you open a notepad, you just get your things. You can draw. This is a drawing board. You have these different functions on the board. You can see them there. So you have a nice pen, and it works just like a ball pen. This is just that. I want to. Of course, it doesn't work anymore.
Maybe you should try to write on the big white. Does it?
Yes, yes.
It works.
Eraser. Okay. It's
wonderful.
Fantastic. We can. Well. You can save a file, so if we draw, we have to save everything, don't throw anything away.
Mm-hmm.
Just, we can start a new one, and we just go on, and don't throw anything, we just let it all stand here. We can delete, but we don't do that. You can here select a pen, you can draw anything you want. It's a bit childish, you have to write. It's not as fast as you know it, but it does work sometimes. just like a normal paint. So let's go.
All right. Yeah.
Well, we are designers, so we have to have a smart board. So that's fantastic. This speaks for itself. We're going to try it. So we all are going to draw a nice animal on this board. Not my idea.
Your favorite animal.
Yes, your favorite. So I'm too going to have to draw a kangaroo, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to draw a nice beast. I don't know.
But I'm going
to
I hope this was part of the assignment and not your. I hope this was part of the assignment and not your personal. Enjoyment.
I just said it's not my idea, but I am Greg Manager, and officially this is my idea.
I understand.
We're kind of losing time, though.
Huh?
We're losing time.
The first meeting is just a bit loose.
Right.
A bit meeting each other. Industrial design of this better because
don't count on it.
No.
Yes, guess.
yes, guess.
Your hippo.
Well, I should take it in, but now.
I think it's a mouse or a rat.
I don't think so.
Oh, I know it.
No, what is it?
It's a hedgehog.
Yeah.
Hedgehog.
Difficult English word. I didn't knew it myself.
Well, I'm amazed about your drawing skills.
Our characteristics, sum it up. Well, it's very painful. So we can just we're going back, and now our industrial designer can draw its
I'm the industrial designer.
Animal.
Thank you.
Chief, I'm the industrial design.
Oh, marketing design.
Yeah. I think it resembles the animal drawn by Dick Bruna.
It's 90.
90? What kind of animal is that then?
I think. Can I say it?
Yeah, sure.
It's hard to regret.
Well, looks very nice, right?
Yes.
It looks amazing.
No. What are you going to do?
You want to erase it.
No. Save it and start a new. Save it?
Yeah. These are very important.
Start a new black.
These
black
are very important documents, of course. These drawings.
Yeah, we'll save everything. So, now, the next one.
You go, man.
And then save it and start a blank document. Yeah, there's also different colors and different, pen whites, the line, the thickness.
Right.
So, you should try it, but...
I should have made mine white, the rabbit.
Well, you could have, but...
He deliberately
it's
draws an animal we don't know the English word for.
What the?
It looks like an...
just a duck.
Looks like the beast from Sesame Street.
Pino.
Yes.
You're standing in front
it's
of
it's
it.
It's
the plane.
Right. Yeah, it's a bird. But what kind of bird?
It doesn't draw.
Do we have to?
Circles, that easy.
You have to push harder.
Yeah. Just a bit childish, bit harder.
But we have. Do we have to name the specific species of the bird?
No, I don't. It's just a bird.
Well, wonderful.
Save it up and then that. And then a new blank document for Thijs. Thijs will choose a new color and a new pen wipe. So
why
can all see it?
Do the difficult task.
First.
Yeah, it's all.
And then you go to format, I think.
Current color,
and I knew
I like
they don't have pink.
No.
I have a new pen wipe, also format. It's not like in paint, line wipe, and you can choose
line
with each other.
Like a ball?
Yeah. So, just the way, that's the way it works. It's quite easy.
It's a pussy cat.
Good. I'm a pussy.
The line width is too thick. But
well, then you change it. And erase things.
It's big.
Smile wisely.
Super big.
Now I have to change length.
These are whiskers, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I think it's obvious right now.
Yes, alright. It's a cat.
No, it looks great.
Meow.
If this isn't obvious.
Well.
Just save it.
Yeah,
I'll save it.
Alright, save it.
And start a new blank document.
Blank.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to use when we need it.
Well,
great.
I feel comfortable
well,
now.
Thanks for this exercise.
I feel totally at ease.
That's it.
It's super neat.
We're one big happy family now.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, then the serious stuff. We want to sell it at 25 euros. Internationally, so but we don't know what exactly it is in dollars, but 29 euros. Our profit aim is worldwide 50 million euros. So I didn't exactly calculate how much we have to sell. We want to keep it our costs at 12.5 euros. So keep that in mind when we talk about our materials and stuff,
right.
Marketing research. Now, then we can sit down and discuss what do we think about our current remote controls. First ideas about design, about aim, the market, etc.
Right.
Well, we can sit down. I guess the presentation can wait. We can take notes, and well, who has some remarks about the current remote controls?
Well, I didn't have to prepare anything about
no,
it's
I did.
It's not my task to talk about the experience with current remote controls, but
well, just we're at four.
It's important to look at the remote controls of our competitors.
Yeah.
Get the good points, try to merge them into one universal remote control.
Yeah.
On our corporate site I saw a new DVD player we're gonna produce.
Yep.
Maybe it's important to make it compatible with the DVD player.
That would be a nice idea, yes.
So you can use your television and your DVD player with the same remote control.
Yep.
Furthermore, it's important to make it acceptable for the whole world, for different cultures, maybe, because we want to set off, well, 50 million?
Yes, 50
mm-hmm.
million is our aim to profit, so.
So, a lot of people have to be able to use it.
Yeah,
so
the buttons have to have international recognizable buttons. And
yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Numbers and that every culture and people in every country can recognize.
I'll make notes and then I put it in the project folder when I'm done just now.
I also think we should not add too many buttons. Modern day remotes have
that's right.
Too much
you don't use the half of them.
Exactly.
Culture, international.
Maybe you can make one button to switch between DVD player and TV.
Yeah.
And make the other bottles multifunctional or something.
Yeah, so it doesn't become too complicated with too much buttons.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And maybe we do we even have more than just a DVD player? Don't we have other...
Yeah, we should make it compatible.
Stereo.
Everything we use.
We also just released a TFT.
Yeah, so
thing
that
I saw.
It's kind of standard television.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It also works on that.
Yeah.
And I think the people who will buy our remote already have some experience with remotes, so we can keep
most people
mind.
Do.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't be.
It doesn't have to be. But we can.
Well, it's a new remote, and you don't buy a remote if you don't have anything to control with it.
Except
yeah,
if we deliver it together with our DVD.
Yeah,
we
right.
need to keep it consistent with other.
Because we look at competitors, and if we pick up the good things about that and give it a nice design.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's.
It has to be
it
different
to be
and
usable.
Familiar at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we could use another form or shape or color.
Yeah, the shape will have to be recognized. I thought about, like most remote controls, are a long box shaped thing.
Yeah.
You can make it triangle shaped. That's
well
not
we
very recognizable.
Or more oval or something.
Oval.
And
we can use
yeah,
it as a game pad. So.
Well, it's new.
Not with two hands.
One hand has the beer,
yeah,
the
yeah,
other
yeah,
hand.
Right.
No, yeah, but young people want something different, and it is.
Well,
yeah,
we already.
It's quite important.
One of our aims is that it has to be original.
Yeah.
And trendy.
It has to be.
So,
yeah. But you still have to know it's a remote, not a. Not a
yeah,
well, there has been done a lot of research about remotes. We have to. We can imagine because it's a long time on the market. So
yeah.
the form will have been tested out. So.
Yeah. So the long box shaped thing must be useful.
Yes.
Or
well
else they would have been.
For me personally,
shape.
I have a lot of remotes at home, but those ones that have a round ending and just in a square middle. I don't like to use them. I have to. It has to fit my hand.
Yeah.
When it falls over it, and I just have, and then the button that I use most has to be here.
Long box shape. You have to.
It fits your hand, and then you just push the button that you use most.
I don't agree with the long box shape.
Why not?
It has to be custom made for the hand.
Yeah,
that's
a fit.
Those new DVD
players
on the market.
If you hold it like this, and you
yeah,
can make another shape, but then you have.
No, if you look at new Philips. DVD spelers with the remotes.
Players.
They're the new remotes aren't box shaped.
That's all old fashioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what do you suggest then?
Well, most of them are somewhat thicker at the end, and
yeah, right.
get thinner
it
towards
fits
the other end.
Hmm. Well, but it's still then the long box, but then with round forms in it to fit your hands, but
it's
still
that's shape that it fits your hand.
Yeah, all right, but it's still a sort of box. Yeah, it has round forms, but in the end, it's still the box. So that's what I mean.
Yeah, but it has to fit your hand.
Yeah, no, I understand, but
two boxes, you know,
no, I don't mean an entire box like completely square, but also with round edges, of course. But in at the end, it's still this long.
Yeah. It should be
box shape with convenient round shapes
right.
to fit.
Like this or
yeah.
And then
I thought about something like that.
Between different systems, like
yeah.
DVD player, and so you can
a big recognizable button on top or something.
Yeah, right. And I do think we have to keep this kind for there.
Yeah.
With the numbers. And
we have 5 minutes left, so.
The buttons should also be not too small, not too big, of course.
Yes.
And, not too close
it should be
together.
It's possible to make it apparent that there are two functions for every button.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
There has to be some space between the buttons.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
To have icons to explain the different
yeah, right.
functions.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe you should use colors.
Colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe we can use like on cell phones those. Fontes,
yeah.
You can put on them,
yeah,
so you can customize your own remote with different colors or special
yeah, right.
paint jobs. I don't know.
Sounds nice. Yes.
I think we have to talk also about the materials for.
Well
it's just.
I have here.
So I think individually we'll have to come up with ideas for the next meeting about these materials, the markets, etc.
Already thought about some things. It's
important to notate all the decisions that
yes.
we make. So, yeah.
Well, 30 minutes we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is about what we're going to do. You'll get specific instructions when you're back in your room. So, it's logical, I think.
No problem.
Oh, and then that's all. So we'll just get a notice that the meeting is over.
Yeah, now we can
yeah.
still talk about the materials.
Yes.
We have some minutes left. I wrote down the case should be plastic, of course, hard plastic.
Yeah.
The button should be rubber, I think.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too heavy.
No.
Well, I have had remotes that they had the function of the buttons was about a layer over the buttons, and when I have had used it much, it was gone.
Yeah.
It has to be made in the buttons, I think. It has to not be
that's
loose.
Mm. And of course, there are several electrical cables in it to connect things.
Is there a universal way of transmitting from the remote to the televisions? It's all about.
I think so. It's.
Yeah.
It's not that it's in
China.
It's different.
Standard way.
Yeah.
I mean, infrared beam is an infrared beam.
Yeah.
I think,
but you can have of course different between DVDs and televisions.
It's
and
we make a universal remote, so
yeah.
it has to work with all
yeah.
kinds of
yeah.
brands. And.
But our TVs are mostly made in China in that sort of country. So
probably yes. China rules.
And I wrote something down about how it works. The user presses a button and with an infrared beam,
but
signals television set accordingly. But that's pretty obvious.
Are we going with the frontiers idea?
Well, I think we can
I
look into that in the next.
We should make it universal.
Yeah.
And you can always use a front on it. You know, you can use it just plain.
Yes.
But you can. Mm.
Well, just you get a normal front with it, but you
yeah.
can change them
right.
When
yes.
you buy it.
Right.
And we should dispatch those kind of fronts
mm.
Around the world. So
you can make profit with them, and it's a way to make them trendy.
Well, those 50 million don't sell itself. So we have to make some extra effort, like fronts.
Right.
But the standard front will be just gray or something.
Yeah.
Simple color, not
yeah.
not very flashy.
No.
Well, it has,
color
to,
everyone
it has to fit the television and DVD sets we are going to sell. So if they are black and silver, we'll make them black and silver. So
it's standard.
But people often don't like bright colors or something.
Yeah.
We have to make it gray.
Well, young people.
Yeah, but then you can use front.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I must not forget my pen.
Oh,
this time.
If you have a television room for little children and you make if you buy a pink front, they'll love it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think.
Right. Yeah.
But that's marketing research.
The
you
front.
Can you can ask.
Yeah. I will investigate.
Yes. Well, our user interface. You can I don't know what your specific instructions will be, but probably about the position of the buttons and those kind of things, and what buttons will have to be on the remote. And you will look into the technical design and form, I think.
Mm, yeah. Also, the look and feel of the,
yeah.
the remote is also my task. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. What's the URL of the website?
Yeah,
I
was wondering that too.
Yeah,
you went to the company website.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
it's
just
if
you start up your internet.
It's the start
all right.
Sign page.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't
finish meeting now. Oh, all right. Well, we're going to back into our rooms. So.
Well, that's great. Next meeting is
in 30
minutes.
But I think you will be warned.
Yeah, right.
To get over here, I'll have to restore my desktop because it's half of the normal size.